season going on. So.
Yeah, we obviously on Mondays we do get the crop weather updates on a state by state basis and the national numbers of the crop progress numbers and really some interesting numbers as we get into the harvest season. Starting to see the corn crop, soybean crop harvested in the Midwest. Starting to put the wheat crop in the ground, the canola crop in the ground around here. And so we catch up for everybody on that. We've got our friend Gant Moyer from Oklahoma State University, our beef buzz guest. So a lot of things going on today.
All right, very good. I'm going to have some news updates for you, and Jimmy Pell's going to join us with the Ag Calendar also here in just a little bit. Stay with us. Midday Oklahoma kicks off right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the
winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
It is 7 minutes past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Here's a check on our news today. The Farm Bill's road ahead this week is paved with uncertainty as the U.S. House returns Wednesday on an abbreviated schedule dominated by threats of a government shutdown. Well, National Corn Growers Association Director John Dockett says his board's feeling at a recent meeting on chances for House-Senate Farm Bill talks was, "We'll believe it when we see it." So far, Dockett says agriculture hasn't seen much.
They have yet one more complicated procedural issue that they have to resolve between now and the 1st of October in order to even get to the point where they can name conferees to meet with the Senate. This current extension of the Farm Bill expires on midnight of September 30th. We continue to run the clock out, we continue to run the clock out, and we continue to run the clock out.
The House could vote later this week on another contentious motion GOP leaders are now insisting on for bargaining leverage, and that's the just-passed food stamp bill be reunited with the earlier passed farm-only farm bill. Lump on top of that, threats of a government shutdown or default, and Dockett says things get even more dicey.
I think we could see negotiations if there's a shutdown, but probably not anything meaningful. Again, we need to get to the point where conferees are named on the House side, so we're not speculating as to whether a conference committee would meet or not meet if there was a shutdown until we have conferees named on the House side.
And once the House and Senate negotiators sit down, Dockett says House Chair Frank Lucas will have tough bargaining, especially on food stamp cuts. American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy agrees, citing the huge difference between the House and Senate cuts and the strong stance taken by House conservatives.
I guess the interesting part of the Farm Bill negotiation is what flexibility is. That's a pretty wide range from $4 billion in the Senate to $39 billion in the House, and I just think that's too wide, and even at a beat in the middle is probably way too much for the Senate and not nearly enough for the House, so I don't know how you resolve that.
Well, further complicating negotiations, the House GOP authorizes food stamps for 3 years instead of five in what some see as an attempt to permanently de-link food and farm programs. Well, the National FFA organization says Cargill has pledged more than $520,000 to support several of the organization's programs and initiatives. More than one-fourth of the corporate donation will support Blastoff, an annual training conference for newly elected state FFA officers. The conference helps the officers identify their strengths, develop personal growth plans, master public speaking, and improve management skills. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Jim Apel and Justin Lewis break down the markets. Ron Hayes has an ag weather forecast. I'll have futures when we come back right after.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Burkeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplify the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? You can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Rancher's Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranch's. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump and with no hydraulics. The Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our markets looking at midday?
Equity futures here are higher at midday. We're up 23 in the Dow Jones at 15,349. S&P futures are up 4 points at 1696.75. The U.S. dollar index is up 4 points at 8061. And then the 30-year treasuries are up 1 point even at 133 even. The big news today is the consumer confidence report this morning for the month of September fell to a four-month low, 79.7. Last month we were 81.8, so that's a little bit negative overall for the market. And then Thursday we have the second quarter GDP and initial jobless claims. So Thursday morning will be a big news day. And then the debt ceiling talk. We keep going back and forth on what's going to happen with the government debt ceiling. At this point, it doesn't look like we're going to be hit on by any ratings agency, but that will develop over the next 7 days or so. Energy futures are mixed, with crude oil in the front month down 73 cents at 102.86. It's about $8 off the high prices we saw just over 111 at the end of August. The natural gas futures are down about 7.5 cents at midday. Most of the reason is due to the mild weather in the Northeast. This time of year, we get what we call shoulder months. And it's not really hot and not really cold, so there's not a lot of demand for the heating or cooling season. And so that indicates that we could have a larger than expected build to the inventories on the Thursday inventory report, but we'll see that then. Cattle futures are really strong today. We're up another 70 to 100 in the feeder cattle and up 50 to 60 in the live cattle, mostly following that on-feed report Friday, which is bullish in all three categories, and then yesterday's cold storage report, which showed a decrease of about 6.2%. In the cold storage from last month. We're still higher than where we were a year ago, but overall that supply picture keeps tightening, and that's what's driving us up here on the live cattle. And then hogs, lean hog futures are up about $2.80. Grains are mixed, with corn down 2.5, soybeans up 7 to 8, and wheat up 3 to 8. Yesterday's crop condition report showed a good to excellent category, 55% for corn, up 2%. Beans were the same, and winter wheat's about 23% planted.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number, please.
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will call the latest market numbers right after this as Midday Oklahoma continues.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. And then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit BeefIsWhatsForDinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at BeefIsWhatsForDinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
15 minutes past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's update you on those futures here today. October live cattle up 62 at 127.22. December's up 65 at 131.15. October feeder cattle up 90 at 163. November's up 117 at 163.55. October hogs up 280, 92.97. December's up 232 at 88.75. We will check the grains in just a moment. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale.
Grain trade today, Kansas City wheat, December's up 5.5, 703 and a quarter, March is up 4, 705 and 3 quarters, December corn down 3 and a quarter at 450, March is down 3 and a quarter at 462 and 3 quarters, November soybeans up 6.5 at 13 to 14 and a quarter, January's up 6.25 at 13.16 and a quarter. October crude oil down 8 at 82.93. Make that cotton, excuse me. October cotton down 8 at 82.93. December up 1, 84.28. November crude oil down 77, 102.82. December down 60 at 102.12. October natural gas down 7, 3.53 per million BTU. And that is a check on your markets. Ron Hayes stepping in now. He's got an update on that agricultural weather.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon. Midday Oklahoma, of course, continuing. I'm Ron Hayes. And today, as we take a look at our agricultural weather, I thought we might talk a little bit about some of these crop conditions, as well as talking a little bit about where we are, next chance of precipitation looking like maybe this weekend, and we've got some details on that to share with you. And overall, fairly quiet weather right now. We're fairly benign, and it looks like abundant sunshine will be into the 80s pretty well every afternoon for the balance of this week out through about Friday. Maybe even get a little bit warmer, closer to that 90-degree level again. And it looks like we mentioned, next chances of precipitation by Friday night into Saturday, maybe Sunday as well, where we would see some moisture chances creep in, although the chances are not tremendous at this time. As far as our agricultural weather is concerned, we'll think first of all a little bit about these crop progress numbers after this. Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, featuring Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says, looking ahead to the 2014 growing season, wheat producers should be doing a couple of things that he believes will help make them more successful.
Number one, first and foremost, is take care of our weed problems. We're never going to increase wheat yield significantly in Oklahoma until we get our weed problems under control. And the best time to control weeds is in the fall of the year when they're small. Second thing would be look at variety selection. Make sure that the variety you're picking matches your management style. We've got some varieties out there that succumb to stripe rust. If you're prepared to spray a fungicide, those could still have a fit in your operation. But if you're not going to spray a fungicide, you need to know that ahead of time and stay away from those varieties without a good disease package.
Management tips as we begin to think about putting that 2014 crop in the ground, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma Wheat Producer. Most certainly we are getting that 2014 wheat crop now in the ground. We are up to 15% planted. And, of course, those early acres that are going in, we're thinking more about graze and grain, trying to get some wheat pasture, hopefully, out of some of these early acres. If you're going primarily for grain, most folks are continuing to think about not planting until after the 1st of October. First or second week of October would be that ideal sweet spot of putting the wheat crop in the ground and then going for maximum grain yield in 2014. 15% of the Oklahoma crop now planted, or 15%, 14% of the canola crop, by the way, has now been planted here in the state versus about 18% planted at this point a year ago. Still really don't have a good five-year average, rolling average going on that canola planting as of yet. We're still getting a lot of those stats in place, most certainly. But with the moisture that we have had in many, many locations, I know some folks just really didn't get much out of this last set of showers that we had the last week or so. For the folks that did get rain and got the fields out to where you can roll right now at the grain drill, a lot of people are going to be very, very busy trying to get what canola acreage they want into the ground, because we really are working on the window of trying to be done with canola by the 10th of October. Pasture and range conditions, by the way, that's really a good barometer of where we are at this time of year. And compared to a year ago, we're in a lot better shape. Here this year, we're at 24% poor to very poor in Oklahoma, 34% in fair shape, 38% in good shape, and 4% in excellent condition. As far as our ag weather forecast is concerned, let's get down to the specifics here for the next few days after this.
Here at B&K Equipment, we bring you the best of the John Deere playbook, like the Gator XUV 825 IS4. With room for four, it's made to play hard. Or the sleepy style RSX 85 iMuscle machine. Right now, you can get $500 off these Gators and great deals on financing. Get John Deere's latest play-by-play from the B&K team or visit us on the web at bkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with B&K. Offer ends 10/25/13. Some restrictions may apply. See B&K Equipment for details.
Our forecast, sunshine, highs in the low 80s today, light north winds, overnight lows down into the mid-50s by tomorrow morning, sunshine and 84 or thereabouts for tomorrow, back into the low 60s by tomorrow night, early Thursday morning, close to 90 degrees by Thursday, it looks like right now. Friday, upper 80s, partly sunny skies, and then a chance of thunderstorms Friday night and into Saturday, up to 30, 40, 50% chance, in fact, across our north central part of the state. That's your ag weather. Stick around. Mid-Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you lift your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lamming. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his Ag Perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated Ag Calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our Ag Calendar on this Tuesday. We'll look at the Moss Land and Cattle Company dispersion sales. We'll talk about the Pushmataha Field Tour. And we'll look at the Native Plant Materials Conference. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display, and CenterPoint RTX Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
More than 250 head of elite Hereford cattle will sell at the Mossland and Cattle Company Complete Dispersion Sale Saturday, September 28th. The sale location is the H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Star Shockwave 13 YET sells, plus his progeny in service. He was the 2012 Fort Worth National Champion and the Denver Reserve National Champion Bull. Several Shockwave calves are on the ground already, and they are truly impressive. The full sale catalog is available at www.nationalcattle.com, or you can call herd manager Josh Taylor at 918-605-5139. Landowners looking to get the most out of their natural resources should plan now to attend the Fire, Wildlife, Timber, and Cattle Grazing Annual Fall Field Tour, October the 8th at the Pushmataha Wildlife Management Area. The tour will take place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. There is no cost to attend. Participants will gain a better understanding of how to use prescribed fire, timber harvest, and cattle grazing to meet land management objectives, integrated timber, livestock, and wildfire management, stocking rates and carrying capacity considerations for running cattle, and ways to maintain and promote overall forest health. The tour is being sponsored by the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, the OSU Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, and the Oklahoma Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit. If you'd like more information on the field tour, you can contact Jack Waymire at 918-569-4239, or you can talk to Terry Bidwell at 405-744-9618. If you'd like more information about native plants and how to use the materials in your gardens, you can make plans now to attend the Native Plant Materials Conference, slated October the 10th on the Oklahoma State University campus in Stillwater. The conference is sponsored by the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service, OSU's Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture, and the Botanic Garden at OSU. The conference will take place at the West Watkins Center at OSU. The informational workshops are geared toward industry specialists such as landscapers, nursery personnel, greenhouse growers, and master gardeners, as well as individuals who are gardening hobbyists. You don't have to be a horticultural professional to attend the conference. Early registration is $85 and must be postmarked by September 30th. Members of the Botanic Garden at OSU, Extension Educators, Master Gardeners, Linnaeus Gardeners, and students may register early for $60. All registration will be $130 after September 30th. Lunch is included in the registration fee. To register for the conference, contact Stephanie Larimer at 405-744-5404.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
That's a look at your Ag Calendar on this Tuesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our webpage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, all you have to do is drop us a line at Ron at OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim. We certainly do appreciate that update. Got a news update coming up for you when we come back right after this.
Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior Way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week, we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
Well, the latest crop progress report was released yesterday. Farm Director Ron Hayes joins us now and has a look at those most recent numbers.
Dave, as we take a closer look at some of the crop progress numbers that are coming out from yesterday afternoon, we're behind on both the early corn and soybean harvest compared to the five-year average, and most certainly compared to a year ago. In the case of corn, 7% now harvested versus a five-year average of 16%, and we were at 37% harvested at this point 1 year ago when it came to this past year's corn harvest. Soybean harvest, 3% done at this point, 9% is the five-year average, 21% is where we were at 1 year ago. Wheat planting right now, pretty well on track with the five-year average here in the Southern Plains, 29% of the Texas crop is now planted compared to 26% five-year average. Kansas, 13% planted now versus the five-year average of 15%. And Oklahoma, 15% planted versus the five-year average of 18% by this point. Finally, pasture and range conditions. You look for the worst spot in the country, and it's pretty easy to see. It's California. They are 100% poor to very poor. 60% very poor, 40% poor in their pasture range conditions. Nevada is a little bit behind them. They're at right now 50% poor to very poor, or 50% very poor, so 20% poor, and then they're divided between fair and good at this time. Here in Oklahoma, we're right now at 24% poor to very poor, 34% fair, 38% in good shape, and 4% in excellent shape. We continue to be in pretty decent shape outside of those pockets where we've got extreme or exceptional drought. Oklahoma looking fairly good now on our pasture range conditions. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, a recent poll released by Fuels American shows over 80% of Americans support the 15% ethanol and 85% gasoline blend known as E15. Tom Bui with Growth Energy says the poll results dispute what oil companies are saying.
The oil industry keeps running these ads and putting out communications that consumers don't want higher blends and retailers don't want to offer higher blends. Well, this poll, which is a national poll of 1,211 U.S. adults with a margin of error of 2.82%, says that 82% of those polled want E15 at their local gas station. People want it. In fact, 70% want even more options, such as even higher blends like E20 or E30 to be available. Consumer choice is really what this fight is all about.
E15 was approved for use in vehicles 14 months ago. Ron Hayes joins us with his Ag Perspectives when we come back in just a moment.
Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior Way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week, we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. In our ag conversation today here on Midday Oklahoma, Kevin Murphy joining us as we think about this idea of having a morality in today's food production. Back with Kevin Murphy on that in just a moment.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
We're talking with Kevin Murphy with Food Chain. First of all, I guess, Kevin, tell me about your company.
I started Food Chain Communications in 2007 with the idea of helping people in food communicate. Now, the reason I did that is there was a study done in the late 1990s by Philip Morris Corporation. And it had a graph that showed everybody in our food system communicated to the person they sold to. And then after that, all communication ceased. My job was to then see that opportunity and see that there was a chance now for me to connect, say, farmers with grocers. Because those people are not speaking to each other in our normal food system enough. There are cases where they are. So we created a program called Farmer Goes to Market, which is designed to just do that. And then throughout the entire food chain, there's people that come to conclusions about agriculture that have no relationship with agriculture. And that's the goal. Connecting. The logo on Food Chain is actually green on one end and satin silver on the other. It's the idea of connecting the field of agriculture, the green, with the satin silver, which is our modern food system.
Now, you were talking today to the ILAC group here about the morality issues that we have within agriculture today and the fact that we are really not connecting with a lot of our consumers because of this.
Yes, if you look at the criticism that's being lobbied, being leveled against agriculture, whether it be the absence claims of no hormones, no antibiotics, no, you know, whatever it is, and then the taking away of certain technologies, at its root, it is an ethical criticism. It's criticizing the farmer for using certain tools and processes in his management and calling him unethical by employing those. Unfortunately, our response has been through science or some other vehicle, most often scientifically. The problem is most people don't speak science language, and so we have to convert, and we have to understand that the criticism is lobbed at us from a moral perspective and be ready to answer from a moral perspective.
You were indicating that they're doing this with a lot of different things. You used the illustration of RSPT regarding with milk, and it's gone up from there.
Yeah, both when Monsanto sold RBST and RBGH to Eli Lilly Corporation, it was at a time of distress. And that was because everybody did the same thing with RBST that they did with gestation crates. I mean, it is a blueprint, okay? And that is that you criticize the technology and then characterize the people that employ it as being immoral or unethical. Everybody's up in arms lately with the Panera Bread campaign that called farmers lazy by using certain technology. Well, you know, to me, I'd rather somebody call me lazy than call me unethical. And they've been calling us unethical in farming for much longer than they have lazy.
Kevin Murphy talking about the battle that we're facing with those that don't like modern production agricultural practices and are systematically trying to take them away from agricultural producers. Kevin Murphy speaking at the recent ILAC meeting that was held in Oklahoma City. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com, the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week, we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time the lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring-bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We're glad to be along with you today. Here we are. We're checking our agricultural markets for you on this Tuesday afternoon, and it is an up day today on our live cattle futures, feeder cattle futures, lean hog futures, having all really, really good days today. Wheat futures are up, 5, 6, 7 cents a bushel right now. We're down a couple of pennies on corn futures as we continue to watch the development of the corn harvest season. Soybean futures are up 6 to 7 cents. Soybean harvest lagging a little bit, and that concerns some of the traders. Cotton futures today, got mixed bag. Old crop cotton, October's up by over a penny a pound. We're right on flat, unchanged as far as cotton for the new crop right now. As far as all the prices go, we start with the livestock trade in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Hannah, a proud student salesperson of Blue and Gold Sausage. Right now, students just like me around the state are selling delicious Blue and Gold breakfast sausage, six-fried bacon, and chicken tenders. When you buy Blue and Gold, you're supporting fundraising for educational programs for students in our community. We like to call it food for thought. To find out who's selling Blue and Gold in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com today. Blue and Gold Sausage, giving never tasted so good.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring-bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. Wholesale box beef trade for you on this Tuesday, middle of the day. We're up 27 cents on the choice beef for you today at $193.82. Select beef at $177.55. That's up 76 cents right now with 55 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 7,914 head was the number at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for their Monday run. Yearling cattle, steers, and heifers steady to $2 higher. Heifers showing the most advance on those over 800 pounds. Moderate to good for the yearling cattle. The steer and heifer calves called unevenly steady. 4 to 5 weight baby calves, $1.92 to $1.97. 5 to 600 pounders, ranging from, looks like $1.55 up to $1.92.50. The 7 to 8 weight yearling cattle clearing out mostly from $1.50 up to $1.67. We had 8 to 900 pounders, $1.50 to $1.58.50. And a few 9 weight cattle, $1.41 to $1.44. Thin flesh to $1.49. Meanwhile, we've got the Tulsa stockyards, 3,159 head yesterday, unevenly steady on the steers. Heifers mostly steady to a dollar lower. Moderate to good demand for all the classes. 3 to 4 weight baby calves, $1.87 to $2.04. 4 to 5 weights, $1.69 to $1.89.50. Some 5 weight cattle, $1.64 to $1.65 yesterday in Tulsa Town. 5,008 head at the Joplin Stockyard with steer calves and yearlings called steady. Yearling steers about 900 pounds, $2 to $3 higher. Heifer calves, $2 to $4 lower. Best demand for weaned steer calves and for the yearlings yesterday in Joplin. Had some 4 to 5 weight calves, $1.75 to $1.94 for some thin flesh at the top end. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.58 to $1.82. 6 to 700 pounders ranging from $1.58 to $1.71. 7 to 8 weight yearlings, $1.50 up to $1.65 yesterday in Joplin. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, October live cattle futures today at 52 cents at 127.12, December at 131.07, up 57 cents. October feeder cattle up 82 cents today. That's at 162.92. October lean hogs up 2.92. Big gains there, 93.10. Our grain or oilseed or cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, family and consumer science educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy groups. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the dietary guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm family and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, we've got the December contract at 7.04 and 3 quarters right now. That's a gain of 7 cents on the day from yesterday's settlement prices. March contract's up 5 and a quarter, 7.07. And the July 2014 new crop, as we even plant the crop, up 3.5 cents right now, 6.97.5 on Kansas City, July 2014. December Chicago soft wheat up 5 and 3 quarters cents today, 6.59 and a quarter right now. We've got December new crop corn. 4.51, that's down 2.25 cents. March is down 2.5, 4.63.5. November soybeans, 13.15, that's up by 7.25 cents right now. January at 13.17, up 6.5 cents right now. We've got October cotton up 133 points, 84.34 cents a pound. December cotton unchanged, 84.27 cents a pound. Crude oil right now up 86 cents a barrel, 102.73. Those are our markets. I'm Ron.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of. Vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home. Whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available, dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It will start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week, we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SapireLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news in today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, Gant Moyer, the Animal Science Department of OSU. We're back with Gant in just a moment.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. It's the Moss Land and Cattle Company Complete Dispersion Sale, Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590.
At the recent Heart of America Farm Show, one of the presentations made there was by Gant Moyer of Oklahoma State University's Animal Science Department, talking about value-added opportunities for calves that you're thinking about weaning right now as we get into the fall season. He says that if you make some simple management decisions, there's ways to put additional dollars in your pocket, tangible ways to get that done. And we talked with Gant after his presentation about how exactly you get your arms around these value-added opportunities.
There's some things that we can do that'll make a difference when it comes to sale time, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. You know, it's that time of year again. We've had a little bit of rain. We got some forage, and people are starting to wean calves. And when I think of weaning calves, we can keep those calves back, vaccinate those calves, make them healthy for the next person who wants to purchase those calves. So I just think of it as if I'm buying calves or if you're buying calves, what type of animal do you want to buy? Of course, you want to be able to buy the nicest calf. You may pay a little bit more money, but you'll know it's a better value in the long run. So we need to think about that whenever we come into marketing these calves here this fall.
What is a nicer calf?
What is a nicer calf? Well, I guess when I think of a nice calf or a quality calf, first of all, the health of that calf is important. The genetics of that calf, one that has that can convert feed well, that does well on feed, that gains for you not only in the pasture but in the feedlot, have a little muscle to him, a little bone to him. So that is a relative term, but I think a lot of people would agree on the same specs.
Okay. Let's talk about the management practices.
Uh-huh.
There's some things that our guys can do, not that hard of things that they can do that do make a difference in their payday.
Yep, absolutely. If we can just vaccinate those calves, if just get 2 rounds of vaccinations in them, booster those calves, get the health of those calves where we need them to be, 60% of the time we'll see increased value of those calves of anywhere between $50 and $60 a head. Now, if we can keep them back for 45 days, we're going to put a little bit of weight on them. That value gain is really high right now, up $1 to $1.15. And if we can do that, 80% of the time, we'll see $70 to $80 a head for that particular calf. Again, it just goes back to selling a quality product and the type of calf that you want to be able to pass along to the feedlot or to the stalker operator.
Gant Moyer, OSU, talking value added. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
Our time here on Midday Oklahoma rapidly winding down, but we've still got some soapbox comments to share with you in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year, they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyards Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday, Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
All righty, Dave, up on our soapbox, and what do we see? Cheaper gasoline prices. Yes, indeed. That's what the folks from the ethanol industry are claiming based on a new analysis by energy economist Philip Verlegger, who served as an advisor on energy issues in the Ford and the Carter administrations a few years back, obviously, an older gentleman, most certainly. He says in a commentary that's now available on his website, pkverlegerllc.com, pkverlegerllc.com. He says the implication for world consumers is clear. The U.S. Renewable Fuels Program has cut annual consumer expenditures in 2013 between $700 million and $2.6 trillion. This translates to consumers paying between 50 cents and $1.50 a gallon less for gasoline. The commentary summarizes a more detailed analysis that was included in his August Petroleum Economics Monthly newsletter. The crude oil prices would be between $15 and $40 a barrel higher today without the substantial volumes of ethanol that have been added to petroleum inventory since the enactment of the renewable fuel standard, is this guy's contention. According to the commentary, the RFS today has added the equivalent of Ecuador's crude oil output to the world market at a time of extreme tightness. He concludes that had Congress not raised the renewable fuels requirement, commercial crude oil inventories at the end of August would have dropped to 5.2 million barrels, a level 200 million barrels lower than at any time since 1980, but ethanol has ridden in and saved the day, I guess you might say. He adds the lower stocks would almost certainly have pushed prices higher. Crude oil today might easily sell at prices as high or higher than in 2008 without ethanol in the mix. Well, that's our time today. Have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate that. And that's going to do it for this Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Ron Hayes, Jim Afell, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us tomorrow for our Wednesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. It starts at 12:05 right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.